the rest of the story. First class air travel? Now, whose idea was that? Well, the man credited with its conception was René Fohn. Captain Fohn was a former combat pilot, a war hero. In retirement, he teamed up with an aviation engineer named Igor Sikorsky. Together, they built a masterpiece, the most comfortable, the most elegant airplane anywhere. The three-engine craft cost more than $100,000 to build. That was an impressive sum in those days. Carried enough fuel to fly coast to coast nonstop if need be. There was room inside for a crew of four, and the most sophisticated sound equipment then available, including a shortwave and a longwave radio. The interior design was, well, look, see for yourself, mahogany paneling, Spanish leather upholstery, even a built-in bed. Also a fancy hideaway dining table on which was to be served a sumptuous five-course dinner. The morning of the plane's maiden flight, a crowd gathered at the airfield. The engines roared. The craft taxied laboriously to the runway and prepared for takeoff. But before the now obviously overweight bird could struggle into the air, her landing gear began breaking away, followed by other pieces of the plane. There was a 20-foot drop at the end of the runway over which Captain Fonk and his crew plummeted. An instant later, a 50-foot column of smoke and flames leaped from the crash site. Horrified onlookers rushed to the incinerating rubble created by 2,380 gallons of exploding gasoline. Shouts rang out, "Somebody get help!" Yet while Fohn and his navigator would survive the disaster, his mechanic and radio operator would die, both of them burned to death, and years would pass before anybody would again give comfort equal consideration with safety in the air. Now, the rest of the story is that Captain René Fohn had had no intention whatever of inventing first-class air travel per se. He merely appreciated extravagance under any circumstances. For the ill-fated flight you've just witnessed was attempted in response to a $25,000 reward. It was offered by businessman Raymond Ortigue to the first aviator to accomplish Mr. Ortigue's main objective. Of course, Captain Fohn's spectacular failure was splattered in headlines around the world, and among the millions of astonished readers was one young man in particular, undeterred by the danger, intrigued by the reward money, inspired by the phenomenal challenge, and that young man started pondering. Captain Fohn had lacked neither bravery nor skill. As a French World War I ace, he had shot down 75 German planes, had retired without a scratch. What had defeated him as he chugged down the runway at New York's Roosevelt Field in September of 1926, what had defeated him was the unbearable burden of luxury. So that young man, clutching the morning edition in his hand, resolved to strip down a single-engine aircraft to its essentials and to accept the challenge of flying the harrowing 3,600 nonstop miles from New York to Paris. The history of aviation records that in May of 1927, after 33 and a half pulse-pounding hours in the air, he did it. Now, everybody knows of the trial and the triumph of young Charles Lindbergh, but today you've relived the tragedy that inspired them. Today you know the rest of the story.